Hello, friends. Friday, July 2nd, 2021. We have a situation today. Let's dive right into it. It's four time or not. Okay, once a week we put in a workout, give you the option to do it not for time, move it at whatever pace you want. You're still doing functional movements, but without running that darn clock all the time, it just gives you a wonderful mental break and pressure release that keeps you enthusiastic and happy to train, that keeps you walking into your gym more frequently, and that's a good thing. You cannot run the clock any day that you don't want to run it, but some people will never do that unless we program it once a week, so we do. But however, you feel fantastic and you want to get after it, you know, you have the option to do it for time as well. Here's the workout. Just an easy treat. For time or not, 3,000 meter row, 30 back squats at body weight, and then 30 chest to bar pull-ups. Very simple chipper. Yes, use a rack for the back squats. We have some other equipment conversions in case you're going to use a bike, you know, if you're going to go out for a run, whatever it happens to be. We've got a video showing rowing the back squat and kipping chest to bar pull-ups. Nothing about the row is going to make the back squats easier. Let's just go ahead and say that right now. And then you've done a tremendous amount of pulling over the course of a 3,000 meter row. That's not going to make the kipping chest to bar pull-ups any easier. So there's a ton of interference needed in this workout. There's stamina with that 3,000 meter row, just muscular endurance. There's strength and stamina required for those back squats as well. We've got a high volume dose of gymnastics waiting for you at the end with not just chin over bar pull-ups, but kipping chest to bar pull-ups. So today is a challenging, tough workout, and make no mistake about it, it's also a heavy day at a high heart rate. Super fitness robot time for this, 18 minutes and 30 seconds or less. More likely time, it could be in the neighborhood of 25. A little more, a little less, could be in that neighborhood. Scaled option, we're still going to make you do the row. Maybe it'll just take a bit longer. Now, if it makes sense for you to ratchet the row down, by all means, reduce it. But the scaled option retains the 3,000 meter row, figuring that where most people are going to struggle is the back squats and then the pull-up section. They may not like the row, but the struggle will probably come in the other areas. So we've reduced the 30 back squats to 70% of your body weight instead of 100% of your body weight. And then instead of chest to bar pull-ups, we have chin over bar pull-ups or ring rows. So there's a lot of options there for you. And of course, you could reduce that back squat loading even more if that made sense for you. I would say, if you're going to get off the rower and you don't think you're going to start off with at least a set of 10 on the bodyweight back squats, then I would strongly consider pursuing the scaled option. We've got videos showing the butterfly and the C-kip pull-up, video on how to get a pull-up in case you're still working on that, and of course the ring row. Limited equipment option, no rower, no heavy barbell, plenty of fitness though. Four time or not, 2 mile run. Now I don't know which people would rather do, 3,000 meter row or 2 mile run. 2 mile run, 55 dumbbell squats with a pair of 50s or a pair of 35s, 30 chest to bar pull-ups. Fitness will be achieved. Video showing the dumbbell squats. No equipment option, four time or not. 2 mile run, 100 air squats, 2 minute plank hold. Video showing the air squat and the plank hold. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. I know what you're saying. I need something more for my legs. Don't worry, I've got you covered. This is why the accessory work is optional. You could choose to do the Bulgarian split squats if you so desired. 2 to 3 sets, 8 to 12 reps per leg, or the banded march. Go ahead and check out that video. The goal is to eventually accumulate 3 to 5 minutes of continuous marching and break it up as needed in the meantime and reduce the time as you pursue this goal. So you choose either not to do any accessory work at all. You would choose the either or, Bulgarian split squats or the banded march. And the next piece is 35 to 75 GHD sit-ups performed in as few sets as possible. video showing the GHD sit-up. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then for the stretch, we have the wall stretch for the leg, chest and pecs, hands behind, each of those for a couple minutes, and then foam roller for the back and lats, and all of those have a video attached to them. Hope you enjoyed the heavy day at a high heart rate, because tomorrow, the devil's coming. We've got devil's press. I'll see you then.